Tim White is a really good football player.
He is.
He had a really nice game against the University of Utah last year up at Rice-Eccles Stadium. Now, better day for Utah, but a good day for Tim White. What's weird, though, this year, for the first time in a couple of years, Tim White, there don't seem to be high expectations from the media and other people about your program. You guys are kind of flying under the radar a little bit right now at ASU. That's unusual for you guys.
Exactly. Very unusual for us. But we look to, you know, capitalize on that and just come out and be the underdogs, and just that's going to motivate us to play harder.
How are you balancing football, track and field? In football, you're not just an offensive player, obviously a kick return specialist as well. It's a pretty hefty workload, and obviously you've got classes and all that stuff to attend to.
Yes, you know, I'm just taking orders from the coaches. You know, I feel like they have the right plan for me, so I just do what they say and, you know, pray to God every single day that it's going to work out for me. I feel like the balance is pretty well with me. You know, they set a pretty good schedule for me, and I just, you know, try and stay on track.
You heard us talking about Christian McCaffrey when you sat down. Obviously, another guy who puts up crazy all-purpose yards during the game. There's a lot of guys in the Pac-12 with good all-purpose yards. You were top 20 last year in all-purpose yards per game. That you averaged like 130, something like that. Do you have a goal in mind? Is there a number that you're looking to achieve for yourself this year you want to average?
I don't actually have a specific goal that I want. You know, I don't really look into the numbers that way. I just like to get out on the field and play football, you know, and wherever the numbers take me, it takes me, but definitely just go out there and have fun with the guys.
You were gunning for the Olympics this year.
Yes, sir, I was, definitely.
Oh, was it a little disappointing?
Yes, very. You know, just as a competitor, you always want to, you know, achieve the highest, you know, goal. So, you know, that's making the Olympic team. But, you know, unfortunately, I came up short, you know, and get to live another day, play football. So that's a good thing for me.
Triple jump.
Yes, sir.
Triple jump guy. We had a Dory sitting in that chair yesterday. He's a long jumper guy, right?
Exactly.
You guys ever exchange? What's the difference? I mean, what's the skill set long jumping? I'm guessing you've long jumped too.
Yes, I have.
Difference between the long jump and the triple jump. How tough is it?
Long jump is more, you know, just speed down the runway, you know, and try and beast it off the board, you know, just pop off a big mark. Where triple jump, you have to run down with more of a control speed and just have a lot of technique going into that jump and a lot of strength.
Footballer or triple jumping, what do you like more?
Both even, man. I have a passion for both of them, and I love, you know, to just compete with, you know, my teammates and everything.
Do you track guys all kind of get together and talk a little bit? I mean, obviously Oregon's got Devin Allen, who's on his way. He's running the hurdles.
Exactly.
It's another tough discipline, too. He's going to represent the Pac-12. He gets to miss camp, though.
Yeah.
We talked about that yesterday. He doesn't have to go through camp. He'll come back from the Olympics and be ready for football.
Yeah, save the wear and tear on the body. But, Devin and Adoree are extremely good athletes, and, you know, I look forward to competing against those guys. We're extremely close. You know, we talk all the time, so it's a good thing.
8 touchdown receptions, right? That's a good year.
Yeah.
Kickoff returns or scoring touchdowns in a receiving situation. Is there a preference there? What's more exciting? What's more fun for you?
Ooh, that's a good question. I find scoring a long kick return or a long touchdown is, you know, the best thing you can get. You know, just running down and hearing the crowd roar, you know, that's one of the most electrifying things in the stadium.
Well, I was just about to say that there's certain game-changing plays, right? When you look at a season, you can trace back some moments in games, and it feels like, for me, the strip sack fumble, right, interception pick sixes, and big-time returns and special teams seem to be, in Pac-12 football, some of the things that change momentum in games most often. You've got an opportunity to make that happen for your team. It's a lot of responsibility.
It is, without a doubt, you know, and I look forward to the challenge. You know, anytime there's an opportunity for me to score, you know, I'm going to take it, and that's every time the ball's in my hand, you know, and I'm going to try and make a big play and, you know, pray that my guys, you know, go out there and block for me the best that they can so we can make big plays and put some points on the board.
Michael Burke, Vici's moving on. You guys are breaking a new quarterback this year. How's the quarterback race look right now, and who do you like working with?
It's a good race right now, extremely competitive. You know, all the guys, they go out there and they put their heart and soul, you know, out there for the team. You know, they're spraying on and off the field, you know, doing all the right things that they're supposed to do. I love working with all three of them. You know, they're all great guys. You know, they're all close friends with me, you know, so, you know, we get to hang out and everything. And I can't, you know, put anyone higher up than anyone else, so I just have to stay with the script. All the guys are pretty good guys with me.
You guys had kind of had Utah's number in the Pac-12 until last year, till that game at Rice-Eccles. And even that game was really close until late. Kind of Booker broke it open with a couple of those touchdowns late. What is it about matching up with that Utah defense and in that Utah football team, whether down at your place in Tempe or up at their place?
It's a fun experience. You know, team, we're extremely similar to each other, you know, highly competitive, and Utah always brings it. They have great speed, great physicality, you know, and they're high on their special teams, and that's where, you know, you have to get them is special teams can make the plays, and, you know, that's what wins games at the end of the day. And extremely good defense. You know, last year they were ranked pretty high on defense, you know, throughout the years. Just a great experience going up against those guys, and, you know, we look forward to competing against everybody in the Pac-12.
Kyle Whittingham, I mean, Coach Witt is kind of the special teams guy. I mean, yeah. He oversees that thing. You took a touchdown. You took one back 100 yards last year against Utah. That's not easy to do.
Yeah, you know, thank my teammates and Coach Slocum for putting me in the right situation.
Tim White is our guest here on our coverage of Pac-12 Media Days, Arizona State wide receiver. We're looking at a schedule for you guys this year that I don't want to say is easy because no schedule is easy, but a pretty reasonable preseason schedule. You got Northern Arizona, Texas Tech, Texas San Antonio before you head into Pac-12 play. While you've been at Arizona State, you've had some really tough preseason tests. You've had some that are maybe more reasonable like this. Is there a preference for you, like gearing up with a big game early in the year, or you like to kind of ease into that schedule?
I don't mind it so much. You know, I've been playing, you know, junior college, and, you know, I played last year, so I have experience under my belt, I feel. And I feel like our schedule is good because we have a young team. You know, we have some guys that we're expecting, you know, come in and make some plays for us and contribute right away. So I feel like that's going to be a good thing to get some experience under their belt before we head into Pac-12 play.
Is there a game or an opponent you guys are looking forward to most this year, or you're looking forward to most yourself?
Yes, the whole schedule. Every single team, you know, we're looking forward to the most. And every week we want to get out there and, you know, blow the doors off and just go out there and have some fun.
But come on, Arizona's the game. Come on.
Of course.
The territorial game. Come on.
Yeah, can't touch that. You know, the rival game is always something. But, you know, we will look forward to playing in every single game.
What do you make of the league overall? The Pac-12 overall, what do you make of the kind of the – there doesn't seem to be – we were talking about this yesterday with a lot of people. There doesn't seem to be a definitive best team. Like in the SEC, everybody sees Alabama as that best team. And in the ACC, everybody sees Clemson as that best team. But in the Pac-12, Stanford was picked to win it, but I think they a lot of people think it's pretty wide open.
Yeah, it is wide open. You know, it's a tough conference to compete in, and everybody's going out there and you know, putting their best plays out, you know, to get the victories during the game. So, you know, the SEC is extremely tough conference, and any team can be beat on any day. You know, just have to go out there and play the best ball you can play.
When you we talk about the rivalry game that Utah plays, we're the flagship home of the Utes, right? And their biggest in-state rival, it happens to be BYU, non-conference team. They got to play that in the early season. Is there always that rivalry game kind of looming at the end of the year with the Arizona Territorial Cup? Because it's a huge game. There's conference implications. There's conference in the South. There's Pac-12 South implications in that. And obviously, there's the bragging rights that go along with it. So there's a lot of work to be done before that happens. But is there like a countdown clock? Is that always looming in the back of your mind?
Yes, always a countdown clock. You know, every time we step in the weight room, there's a countdown clock, you know, Arizona. So we're looking forward to that game every single day of the year. And, you know, we're looking forward to matching up against them. That's a big game that determines everything. And, you know, I hear oftentimes, you know, you can lose every game, but when it comes to that Arizona game, that's the game that you need to win. You know, that's the game that counts for a lot of our fans and to us.
Tim, one of the things that's given Utah issues in the past is that Arizona State defense and the way they attack. You go up against them every single day in practice. What's it like going against a defense that is attack, 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 and come after that quarterback and wide receiver all the time?
It's extremely intense. You know, luckily I'm not a quarterback, so I don't have to see it that way. But, you know, it's also a good thing. You know, it's just – gives our defensive backs an opportunity to showcase what they can do. You know, you get to lock down some of the best receivers in the game, and, you know, it's fun to rise up to the challenge. You know, just as a competitor, it's one of the best feelings knowing that you're going to put pressure on the quarterback and knowing that you're going to be, you know, locking down some of the best receivers in the Pac-12.
We talked about it at the beginning, you're a return man, you're a speed guy, you're a track guy too. Is there somebody else in the conference that you kind of – put yourself up against, somebody that, you know, Saturday night when the game's over, you're checking their highlights, you're checking their stats, somebody that you kind of have a if not outwardly but inwardly rivalry with?
Yes, you know, I would say everybody But, you know, there's one guy, and of course that's Adoree Jackson. Me and him are extremely similar. You know, we both run track and everything from the same area, really. So, you know, me and him, you know, that's what it is. Just inside competitive, you know, with each other, and we like to get after it.
Do you text back and forth? You keep in touch during the year?
Yeah, we do, actually. Last year I actually wasn't in contact, but this year for sure we're going to be, you know, keeping up with each other.
Well, could you play DB if you had to? I mean, he's a triple threat now.
Yeah.
He returns wide receiver and DB.
Yeah, no.
If coach said, hey, Tim, we need you back there in the secondary. Could you do it?
Yes, I could.
Really?
I might actually get back there.
Really? Is there a chance you might?
Or are you just
pulling our leg?
There might be a chance I might get back there.
Now, Adoree says he's a pretty good basketball player as well, and he was showing us a dunk.
He had a dunk. He pulls out his phone.
You need to clown him for that. He carries around dunks.
He shows himself doing a windmill on his phone.
Yeah, man, that kid
can
is talented.
Dunk?
I can dunk. I can 360 dunk, you know.
What?
Hey, we're jumpers.
Guy,
I did high jump, too.
This guy's smaller
than
me, and he's 360 dunk, and I can't even touch the rim.
Has Bobby Hurley asked you to come out?
No, he hasn't. I'm waiting.
Would you do it if Hurley gave you a call and said, hey, we want you to come out and see what you could do? Would you come out?
I would definitely give the opportunity to throw down a couple.
What would Coach Graham say, though?
He would probably say no.
But you're on track.
Yeah.
He's already letting a couple of his guys stretch themselves thin.
Yeah.
Going three sports, man,
that's a lot
to ask of your coach, right?
I got to go to school, too, at some point. So, yeah.
Exactly.
I realize, yeah, you do. It's kind of the main reason you go to college.
Just every now and again.
It's all about those sports, all about those girls. Tim, we're asking a trivia question of every single player that comes through based on their school. And yours is kind of a little more unique than everybody else, the one I've got set up for you. So Arizona State's had some pretty prolific pass catchers come through their history, including the fictitious Rod Tidwell from the movie Jerry Maguire. Which actor won an Academy Award portraying Tidwell in the movie Jerry Maguire?
That's a complete
show
fail.
Me the money.
That's a complete
have
fail.
You ever show me? Have you ever seen it?
Hold on. When
I don't even watch TV like that, guys.
I'm gonna look up when Jerry Maguire came out.
I think it was 96 would be my guess. I believe it was 96.
So you would have been 20?
Thank you.
22. Today.
So you would have been 2 years old.
22
today?
Happy birthday.
All right.
Thank
you. So you were born in what? You were born in 2000 or 94.
94.
So you were 1.5 when this movie came out.
You've never seen Jerry Maguire?
Never.
All right. When you get home.
That's your homework.
Yeah, that's your homework. Because Cuba Gooding Jr. won a Best Supporting Actor Award playing a wide receiver out of Arizona State that went on to play for the Arizona Cardinals.
Wow.
So. Yeah.
Did not know that.
Yeah, you'll enjoy it. It's a good movie. So
he
doesn't seem to be like the diva that that Rod Tidwell was. Different personalities.
Don't ever become Rod Tidwell.
No.
So, you stay being Tim White.
Yeah,
you be
of course.
Tim, thanks for coming by,
thanks
man.
Thanks for sitting down.
Thank you guys for having me.
Tim.
I appreciate it.
We'll see you in Tempe later this year.